It is the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Beth Lindop and by Neil Atkinson to talk about the weekend's football action. But I was just chatting a little bit on air, saying how long ago Saturday action feels. Now, in particular, Nottingham Forest 7, Brighton 0, which apparently was this weekend, but feels like about 4 weeks ago. So we're going to focus mainly on yesterday, just because that's how my mind is working. And we'll start, I guess, Beth, with the big half four. We'll go sort of backwards. We will get on to more Manchester United. Don't worry. I know people enjoy it. And we've had a lot of fun with them this year. And Tottenham had a big win. Fair play to them. But Arsenal 5, Manchester City 1 is the eye-catching result of the weekend. But it was a bit of a funny game. The first half felt like watching Arsenal a lot this season, where I've seen them quite a lot, and I know it's been a frustration for Arsenal supporters that they've gone one up in a game and they're not sort of quite really gone for it. And I thought, I feel like I've seen this game before. There'll be a second half, Arsenal won't put it to bed, they'll concede a late equaliser and then moan about referees. I thought that was what was going to happen, but it doesn't happen. Perhaps helped by the fact that Man City get the equaliser early. Mm-hmm. And then Arsenal just sort of explode into this flurry that has left them remarkably giddy.
It has, yeah. Not like them, is it, really?
No, the oscillates.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Fair play to them. You know, it's a massive, you look at it on paper, it's a massive result. And no matter what position you're in the table or what state Manchester City are in, having lost out to them in two consecutive title races, and having this crazy beef that they've got off the pitch, which to me is just absolutely mental, because it sort of seems very one-sided. It seems sort of like Arsenal are really trying to force this rivalry and City are just a bit like, it's like they're an annoying little brother and they're just like swatting them away.
Everyone was like, I was on, you know, you follow football. When it's not Liverpool, you follow, well, some people do with Liverpool as well, even Liverpool supporters, which I don't really get, but you sort of follow football in two ways. Now, there's the action on the pitch and then there's what's on your phone.
Yeah.
And we all sort of do that. And what was going on my phone was lots of people saying, oh, Haaland's head's going to explode. And I was looking at the telly and Haaland just seemed amused by the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not being funny. I just find that whole thing mad. And, you know, people thinking, Gabriel thinking he's got one over on Haaland when Haaland literally won a treble, like, you know, less than 2 years ago. It is slightly mental. But anyway, it's, you know, a fantastic result for them. And it was one where, you know, I think maybe the idea of it being a statement in terms of the title race has been over-egged a little bit, because they are still 6 points behind with the game in hand, with Liverpool having had a game in hand. But that said, I think if they hadn't have won that game, certainly if they'd have lost that game, that probably would have been title hopes over. So it was a game that they needed to win. And yeah, I don't think it was necessarily a 5-1 kind of game. Like you say, obviously City gift them that first goal, don't they? And they seem to be doing that a lot lately, just conspiring to find ways to concede mad goals. And then I think a lot of it hinges on sort of when the Arsenal's second goal comes. Rather, it comes like a minute and 38 seconds or something after